If you bike around this city, one of the most annoying things that you will find, we have bike lanes, but the cars are often stopped in those bike lanes. A parking enforcement officer with the City of Toronto has noticed this as well. Officer Kyle Ashley started calling out offending cars on his Twitter account. He's getting a lot of attention from cyclists, from police, and across the city. He's out this morning from one of the city's busiest bike lanes, Adelaide Street near University Avenue. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What are you seeing this morning?
I am seeing what I see every day, a good number of violations that happen directly in front of me. Even I'm standing here, and in the course of my being here, I've already issued one ticket and gone to issue another. And this is both the rush hour and in a bicycle lane. So we're out here and we're seeing what I see on a daily basis.
When you give a ticket and perhaps somebody notices you coming, they see you as they're on their way back to the car, how do they react?
Panic. The fear of God is the only way I can describe it. People get into a mode where tunnel vision, and it puts them in an opportunity where the officer potentially could be assaulted, and then them making an unsafe maneuver onto the road. So the Toronto Police this week has launched a campaign, the SPACE campaign, aimed at safety prevention, awareness, courtesy, and education for all cyclists on the road. So both cyclists and motorists, that's what this campaign's about this week.
Do people... Are they apologetic for the fact that they're parking in a lane that is meant for bikes?
Sometimes. There definitely is a sense of entitlement. You know, I'll just be 2 minutes to grab that delicious cup of coffee that had already cost you $7. By the end, after an encounter with me, it's going to cost you $157. So there is sometimes people are apologetic, but most of the time it's a matter of entitlement, which I think is where the role of enforcement comes in. But obviously with enforcement, the presence does change behavior. So we saw down here on Adelaide already that my presence off of one block has already allowed people to move in there. So I think infrastructure is the next big thing that the city needs to tackle.
Infrastructure, meaning something that actually keeps the cars out.
That's right. So if you give people an inch, they will take a mile. So we're down here on Adelaide right now, and there are a few these flower boxes that they put up for the summer. And obviously in the winter, they need to be removed for snow removal. But these things already do deter people from moving in because there's not enough space for their vehicle to get in. So these are good options, but we need to look at protecting cyclists who do even do it in the winter. I'm out here 24/7, 365, and I'm sure that many, many cyclists are just like me. So we need to have these dedicated lanes that are protected. Cars have airbags, cyclists don't.
Why did you start to use Twitter to draw attention to the cars that are parked in bike lanes and what you're up against in your job?
Sure. Now, my acting officer in charge, Brian Moniz, he definitely noticed that the parking enforcement unit lacked the ability to engage with the community because people often see us sort of in a revenue generation model as opposed to being out here as a public service and traffic services. So my commander had said, why don't we go to the college, send a few officers there, myself and two other officers, Tanya Chambers and Ava Retnakumar. So we went out there, and the instructors at the college said, send out a tweet, engage with your community. And right from day one, that first tweet I sent out, I think within 24 hours, had 12,000 views and 30, 40 replies. So the community policing model that the Toronto Police is looking to move forward with, community engagement is at the core of that, and I've found an opportunity to bring greater meaning to my job and as well to serve the public. And really, the only difference between me and the cyclists out here on the road, because we all have the same experiences. I'm somebody's son, but the only difference at the end of the day here is that I'm wearing a uniform. So I've got the opportunity now to give their community agency and a voice.
One of the tweets that you sent out that got a lot of attention is the tweet containing a photo of you and a woman who's getting a ticket. She's a cyclist as well, and she, in her car, had parked in the bike lane.
That's right.
How did she react?
Same, at that point, she was apologetic because she understood that she had done wrong. She was trying to go into a mechanic shop quickly and make that transaction without, we've all done it 2-3 minutes here or there. But she was shocked and surprised and incredibly a good sport at the end of it. So I had the opportunity to provide some education to her on the scene as well to bring light to this issue citywide.
We're going to let you go, presumably to write up more tickets, but we're going to chat
absolutely
again in the next half hour about more of what you're doing and how better as a city we could go about protecting people who are on the roads. Good luck.
Sure. Now, may I, if I just plug, in the meantime, if any cyclists out there want to visit the Toronto Police website, we've got a new news article and campaign out. Check out the SPACE video. Be safe out there, everyone. Be kind to each other.
Excellent. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.
Kyle Ashley is with Toronto among them, parking enforcement officer with Toronto Police. He's still downtown at Adelaide Street near University Avenue. Kyle, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me again.
More tickets given out since we last spoke?
Definitely, and more cautions. As I mentioned, our presence does deter behavior, but we are seeing an emergence of new behaviors here that are quite alarming in the Sharrow bike lane. So anyone who's used a bike lane knows what the Sharrow is here. Yeah. So these cars turning in to go to the parking lots below the buildings, one of them here being the Trump Tower, are crossing over that line and putting cyclists in danger as they don't have a full view of what's happening behind them.
It's interesting. I saw a photo from our producer who's with you, Morgan Dunlop, and she had pointed out that somebody had come up and was looking for clarification on the rules.
Yes, a cyclist was actually asking himself here because he didn't know what lines he could cross over, those being the hashed lines. So for any cyclist operating, those hashed lines operate much the same way as a vehicle. You know, proceed over with caution. And he was curious about this Sharrow lane that forces cyclists back into live lanes of traffic,
right,
so that vehicles can be parked or unload on the side of the road. But as we're seeing here on Adelaide, one of the issues then at that point is going into the streetcar tracks, basically like a vacuum. So bicycles with thin tires, they'll just get sucked right on into that. And it presents a different kind of safety hazard there.
Is it a bit like whack-a-mole for you, I mean, to try and enforce this sort of parking violation? Because, yes, you're there, people are going to stay out of the lane. As soon as you leave, somebody might slip in.
Absolutely. That's why I'm such a strong advocate for the use of infrastructure put in place to deter people's behaviors. Because as I mentioned, if you give people an inch, they will take a mile. They'll try and take that opportunity, you know, maybe knowingly or unknowingly, as was the case with the gentleman that we ticketed down here. So some people just, it happens. But if we've got the infrastructure in place that stops people from doing it, you know, that would be ideal. But until then, the Toronto Police is promoting the space campaign with Traffic Services and Clintstibby. And in that program that we're just looking to, you know, promote safety, prevention, awareness, courtesy, and education. You know, it's all about being a community out here.
What to you is the most dangerous sort of behavior that can affect cyclists as they are trying to use that space that has been set aside for them?
Dooring. Dooring is the number one concern from my professional experience as well as my personal experience. This year alone, we've had 58 reported. Again, that's the ones that were reported to police. Dooring incidents alone, and they do cause serious injury and sometimes even loss of life. So, you know, obviously putting that infrastructure in place would help prevent some of that type of behavior and as well, you know, cut down on accidents.
Do you have sympathy for drivers who face you know, extraordinary congestion in the city? It's impossible, we were saying, to get around in timely fashions from point A to point B. And somebody
Absolutely.
May just be, you know, in the midst of their day, popping in to pick something up or drop something off. Do you have sympathy for the people that you give a ticket to?
I do. I am human, and it does bother me. I get my fair share of tickets when I take that chance, and I'm not immune to it myself, right? So it's... The demographics in the city is changing. You know, more people are using cycling and transit as options to get to work. And the car is sort of going the way of the dodo. You know, I've now seen 30, 40, 50 cyclists bike by me with a car having maybe one person in it. So the flow of traffic is definitely going a different direction.
Just finally, we were talking earlier about the reaction that people like you get from those who park illegally. What's the most alarming thing, the thing that sticks out to you the most in terms of a reaction from somebody who you're handing a ticket out to?
It would be aggression, unbridled aggression. Sometimes people come back to the car and, you know, they come at me as if I had parked the car for them. I'm simply contracted to help enforce the laws that keep us safe. So it is that unbridled aggression. Too many of us have been assaulted. And we're really trying to promote the fact that we're out here doing a public service. And the revenue that gets generated from this is secondary to the service of public safety.
Why would you do it then if you know that somebody might come at you? I mean, it's a pretty tricky job to be in.
It is, but I'm dedicated to making a change within my community. It's not every day that a parking enforcement officer in the regular course of his duties can really impact and change the community. So for me, I saw an opportunity here with the social media to become the voice of a community and give that community agency.
Now you're just going to be doing bike lane enforcement full time.
Yeah, so right now for the next month, right now I'm Monday to Friday, and I'll be doing about 4 to 5 hours on the road and then 3 hours of engagement through social media. So you'll see me out on the road. I've got a pride flag attached to the back of my bicycle, so you'll see me going around town everywhere, kind of like Nyan Cat. I'm out there every day, and I'm going to be dedicated only to bike lanes. Of course, I'll write some other tickets in there as well, but bike lane safety is my big concern. And this week, as I mentioned, the Toronto Police has got the space campaign, so visit the website to learn more information there.
Kyle, it's great to talk to you this morning. Good luck. Stay safe.
Thank you so much. You too.
Officer Kyle Ashley is with Toronto Police's Parking Enforcement Unit. You can find him on Twitter.